You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, what up, guys? It's the 3AM Podcast. My name is Charlie.
My name is DJ.
My name is Sean.
And we tell scary stories and inappropriate jokes. So if you are easily scared or easily offended, then this is not the podcast for you.
GTFO.
Quietly get the f*** out. Move on to the next podcast. Dudes, it's been a couple weeks since I've been here. I appreciate you guys holding it down. You guys are great. I was really proud of you.
Wow, thank you.
Tried.
Hey, yo.
Tried our best.
Dealing with some personal things, thanks to all of our listeners out there who've been patient and not giving me a hard time for missing episodes. Especially you two, because I feel like I used to be very intense about sticking to...
Here's the thing.
A regimented schedule?
Yeah, the schedule.
I'm the only one who hasn't canceled an episode on y'all.
That's true. Sean always shows up.
Sean is the most dependable person I think I've ever met in my life. Like, if he says he's going to do it, 1,000% Sean will do it. DJ and I are working on that quality. I wrote a couple things I wanted to bring up. Since seeing you, dude, yesterday, this is kind of weird. I don't even know if I want to bring it up.
Well, now you have to bring it up.
Dude, I was sitting there starving, needing food. So I'm on my way to In-N-Out. Number one, animal style fries.
Let's go.
Chopped chilies on both. Neapolitan shake. Anyway. And I'm in the turn lane and the car in front of me, like it's one of the flashing yellow left turn lights. So it's like, yield, watch out for traffic. The person in front of me just goes and there's a car coming like 40 miles an hour. And I was like watching it and I was like, he's there. Not, that's real. And then boom,
no.
He T-bones him right in front of me. It was like the craziest experience. My adrenaline, it was so wild. Everyone was okay. Like, they were definitely shooken up. No one was like super hurt or harmed.
Right.
Thank goodness, because that's not cool. But it was just very intense for me to be right there.
Oh, yeah. Right behind them?
I like got out of my car, turned my hazards on, like looked around. I didn't know what to do. What are you supposed to do if you see a car accident?
Frig, dude.
Do you call 911 or 911?
So
send your thoughts and prayers first.
Yeah, you just hit the pavement kneeling.
The only time pray. I've ever like seen that was when I was in it, and so I ran and helped the other person, and B, when I saw somebody get hit by a car, I ran out into the road to help them.
Okay. Obviously, first step, don't take advice from us. We're just dumbasses who started a podcast, so we don't have any credibility to like tell you legal or medical or whatever advice, professional advice.
Yeah.
But your instinct was help.
Yeah.
I remember you said you were on your way to work and you saw someone got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And your immediate instinct was to jump out of the car and run and help.
Yeah. The person who hit them too was freaking out. It was like this 20-year-old like girl who was just in tears. And I was like, hey, you call 911. Hey, you,
ooh.
I need you to do this. And I was like, hey, can you like, are you okay?
Dude, the mark of a true Eagle Scout, bro.
Dude, yeah. Be prepared, dog. Do a good turn daily, too.
Liam Neeson in this bitch. Sean just the operator, bro. The controller. No, but for real, do you guys know what, like, if you see an accident, you just call 911?
I think that depends on the country.
So, like,
in the Philippines, if you run over somebody, you back up and you run over them again. Deadass, that's what people were doing in the Philippines.
That is true, though.
Isn't it policy there?
It's not policy, but people would do that because it's cheaper to pay for a funeral than for like all the
legal,
like fees. Avoiding, yeah, all yeah. The legal fees, like insurance and everything. Like if you swerve out of the way, you get into a crash, you pay for all of that. So
yeah,
they straight up just run you over.
Oh, good hell. And for anyone out there who like hears us laughing while talking about these things, we don't find death funny or cool at all. It's just wild to hear these stories and that's our natural reaction. So
yeah.
Eat my ass. Yeah. So I don't know. I jumped out. I like looked at someone they were calling and I was like, you calling 911? They said, yeah. I was like, is there anything we can do? The people in the car were like waving and saying like they're good.
Yeah. I think that's different too if they're like saying they're good.
So I slowly pulled around them and got my food.
That was the right choice.
Yeah. I was like, this is wild. Anyway, I'll take a number one. Yeah. I don't know. It was just crazy.
That is definitely wild to like see.
Sean, do you have the video of your car?
Yeah.
Sean did this super fun thing 6 years ago. We were all working at a restaurant and we all get a text and it's from Sean, who back, Sean now is the most talkative, outgoing version of Sean. Sean back then, man of little words. When I met Sean, it's like he said like 4 words a month. would you agree?
I would say 5 or 6.
Do you want to share it to
Maybe? AirDrop to here, Charles. I
accepted it.
Okay.
So anyway.
See if I can get this going.
A text from Sean was rare, and a text from Sean to a group message was even rarer. And so Sean texts, we're all at work, we look at our phone, and all it is this video with no context, no backstory. I'll have DJ pull it up.
So you guys are going to get the exact same like emotion that they had with no context or backstory. You want me to send it again?
Yeah. You got to leave it open while it sends.
Oh, that's my bad.
No, you're chill. Anyway, we get this video and we're all at work and we're all freaking out wondering what?
I said, and once you see the video, you'll understand why.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. So point of view, you're me, you're working super hard in your restaurant job, sprinting, get a text. It's from Sean. That's rare. What is it? Let me look at it. Pull it up, and this is what you see. It's not playing.
Oh, shit. Wait, hold up.
Anti-climax guy?
Sorry. I'm just watching it by myself over here.
Yeah, DJ's quietly watching it in the corner.
Okay, I can't get this going. Yeah, I literally, I can't do this.
Damn it.
Okay, wait. Maybe move on to something else while
anyway,
I try to
so this. That was crazy. Car accidents.
Yeah, they're no fun.
Not for, at all. Have you been in a car accident?
Multiple.
Bro, Sean busted my car.
Bro, dude. Be careful. Be careful what you be showing on stream.
Oh, shit, my bad.
One, when I was 7, so I wasn't driving, but.
Oh, is this?
Yeah.
The crazy one?
Yeah, this is a crazy one.
Are you okay to talk about this? And I'm being serious.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Like, obviously, I survived. I'm invincible. Well.
Don't test.
God. Where's the wood? Okay. So, when I'm 7, we're moving, like we always do. We're actually moving to the house where the infamous onion grass story happens. And we have all of our stuff packed in a big truck. With a trailer, like a homemade trailer behind us. So, you know, like when you're driving down the road and you see like the back of a truck that's been cut off of the truck. And like, that's what I'm talking about. So we're driving and it's me and my dad in the truck. And then my mom and the rest of my siblings in the van behind us. And we're driving on this quiet little country road in Possum Trot, Kentucky.
Hell yeah, you are.
And this kid pulls out right in front of us. And my dad swerves the truck. And we hit this ditch that's a 10-foot ditch, and it flips the truck over upside down, and the trailer jackknifes and lands on top of the truck.
Holy.
And, like, the whole, like, ceiling is caving in, and then, like, the...
Are you guys upside down right now?
We're upside down,
yeah. Are you seatbelt?
I'm seatbelted, and I had, like, a bunch of couch cushions on my lap, because...
What the hell?
Because we couldn't, like, put them in the back of the trailer, they would have blown away.
Dude, God took care of you, dog.
For real. And like we had like these monkey bars on the back of the truck. So like the bars that you'll have like on landscaping trucks where they keep all of their gear and stuff.
Holy heck.
And the bars just barely tilted so that it stopped the truck from caving in on us. So we like break the windows and like crawl out of this truck up this ditch. And it just so happened to be in front of a fire station.
Oh my.
And all of these firemen are running out like, what is going on? They're like trying to help us. I just remember getting a candy bar out of the deal. And I remember my dad telling us a story later. Car,
here's a Snickers.
Here's a Snickers.
At that point, Sean's never had a candy bar.
Yeah. Dude, I never had.
He like, straight up open it.
Straight That's up Charlie why I Bucket.
Remember, dog.
He's straight up Charlie Bucket in this.
And I remember my dad telling me afterwards that he's standing around with like the police officers. They're asking him if he wanted to press charges. This kid's like a 16-year-old that like had no license. He was driving without. And this tow truck guy comes up to this group of policemen and him. And he's like, hey, which hospital do I send the bill to? And they're like, what are you talking about? He's like, for the guy who was in the accident, where do I send the bill? And they're like, is this guy right here pointing to my dad? And the tow truck guy walks up to him and he's like, I've been doing this job for 30 years and I've never seen anyone come out of a wreck that bad alive. You're a lucky man. And just like walks off. But like, that's how bad it was. It was wild. And then the second one was.
Wait. No, hold on. Dude, hold on. Okay. With all the respect in the world, was the other kid okay?
The other kid was fine. Nothing happened to him. He swerved out in front
saying
of us.
He looked at the truck and he's like, oh, the hospital bill. Like, someone obviously is very hurt.
The tow truck guy was thinking whoever was in our truck was dead or in the hospital.
Damn. And you guys were all fine.
Everyone was fine.
Any scrapes or bruises?
I don't remember. Like, if I'm sure I had like bruises and stuff from the seatbelt.
Yeah.
And there was glass everywhere, but I don't remember anything else.
Dude, so you literally had your entire, like, your whole family possessions.
Everything was gone, dude.
Oh, you had to start over.
We already had nothing, and we went from nothing to nothing.
Less than nothing.
We had the couch cushions.
And from -4 to, like, -10, dude.
Like, engine fuel was leaking out on us and stuff, so everything in front was gone, too. Dude, literally nothing.
Well, you had each other, and that's all that matters.
That's why we ate onion grass.
Dude, I love opening the podcast with a heartfelt story of miracles. There was honestly like 10 miracles in that story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that was when you, like the good outcome.
That was the good outcome.
DJ, are we ready with the video?
Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, point of view, let's switch.
To you guys.
This is when it wasn't a good outcome. Sitting there, get a text from Sean, and this is what we see. No context.
I don't know why the sound's not coming, but.
Well.
Imagine roaring fire.
Yeah.
Straight up on the main road.
That is
on the. Or main freeway in Utah. On the
freeway, yeah.
Super chill. So I sprint out of the building, like call Sean, text. I don't even remember how it all happened. Eventually Sean was like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's my car. And we're like,
what the? Yeah.
LMAO in the chat.
Let me explain this one. I was on the freeway going a normal speed for the freeway, and a car right in front of me had their front tire blow out on them. And
so low key, one of my biggest fears.
They swerve. I hit them going 70, and. Like, all of a sudden, nothing works in my car except for the steering wheel. And so I turn the steering wheel, and it just kind of rolls to the side of the road. I get out of my car, grab my phone, grab my wallet, run to their car that's still in the middle of the road.
Once again, dude, you're an angel out here saving people.
And help them get to the other side. And then I turn around and look at my car, and that's what I see.
Dude.
Just on fire.
See, everything you own just on fire again.
Yeah, I lost several things in that vehicle.
Would you? Didn't you have like shoes and hats?
I had a brand new pair of Nikes in there, and I'm still salty about it because I haven't found that pair again.
Sorry, you got shitty shoes anyway. So don't matter.
At least I have shoes this time.
Crazy. Oh.
So yeah, I would say I'm probably lucky to be alive.
Yeah,
those are only two of the times I have almost died.
Jeez, lucky boy. Well, I mean, you deserve it. You deserve all the luck and miracles. That's wild.
We're glad you're here, Sean.
Dude, yeah. Me too. Me too, dude.
Boys, I witnessed something. I think a cryptid.
What?
You guys know because I might have committed a crime. In GTA, in a video game I was playing, I might have committed a crime. So, No, I didn't punch a person on the road.
No, that's just closing the car door.
Oh, yeah.
All aggressive like.
I was driving. Okay, so you know how I've told you about Hat Man in my neighborhood?
Yes, sir.
And it, you guys look at me and you were like, you entertain me or whatever the word is. And
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, you sure, saw sure, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I saw his ass the other day as I was driving and I unabashedly pulled out my phone and started filming him. And I immediately sent you guys the video.
You have the video?
Oh, right.
I sent it to you guys. So it's in six. It's in our group chat. You want me to airdrop it to you?
Yeah. I know how to work it this time.
Guys, give us another 15 minutes. DJ.
I can do it real quick. But tell the story. You're walking Lucy?
Well, okay. So a little bit of background. I take Lucy to play like fetch or go on a walk almost every night. And there's often times in the distance I'll see this guy. He has a scarf around his neck. He has picture like a reporter from the 20s in New York. That's it, the outfit. So like trench coat and a top hat and a scarf that like goes up here. And I've seen him sometimes with a backpack that's like a wooden framed satchel that looks like it's like, I don't know, like Lewis and Clark type backpack.
Damn.
And he's just walking a dog and he silently walks like in the dark around my neighborhood.
Terrifying.
You know what that actually sounds like is the aliens from Space Jam when they steal the powers.
Oh, it kind of do. The Monstars?
Monstars, yeah.
Let me send you. Anyway, I was driving. It wasn't that dark, but I see him. So I whip my phone out and just start filming him. And it was the scariest thing I've ever done. And I sent it to you guys.
He just starts chasing you when he sees you filming.
I'm like driving 40.
He's going on all fours.
I would drive right. I would pull a Sean's family and hit a ditch.
Just flip over.
Yeah. I'll clip my seatbelt in a video game.
Somebody said he's really just somebody vibing.
Okay, honestly though, like break it down. Yes, this is just an old cool ass dude.
Yeah.
And I'm an asshole for like making fun of him, but it is still kind of creepy. But like content, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you've seen him multiple times.
All the time.
You've never talked to him.
Hell no. Most of the time I see him, it's really dark. But since daylight saving, I actually saw him with a little bit of light this time.
Oh, true. Yeah, yeah. Did you know the daylight savings got like voted against in the...
Yes. Thoughts and feelings?
I'm okay with it as long as it goes the right way. Because like, what if they all of a sudden make all the light in the morning and that's permanent now?
Well, dude, kids be walking to school in pitch black. It's dangerous.
So what, dude?
Oh my gosh.
Builds character.
All right, DJ's loading up the video I sent. What was your guys' feelings when you saw it?
For the video?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what the hell is... I was also on an exorbitant amount of caffeine working out at the gym when you called me. And when I saw this, I was like...
Yeah. DJ?
I told you to beat his ass. So scaring everybody, bro.
Stop walking your dog out here. And if the video doesn't work, it's all good. We can move on.
It's not.
Dude, what if he has somehow blocked this video?
Dude, okay, just Men hold up my phone video. To the camera.
Oh, ghetto ass.
Yeah, okay, we're about to... Yeah, this is
ghetto. No, no. We'll just post it on Instagram. All
right. Well, dude... I don't know if I don't have this guy's permission to post his ass.
You're gonna have to blur out his face.
Just put on stories.
I'm gonna show it. I don't care.
Welcome, Charles. What was it people were saying about us leveling up our production? See?
Isn't that kind of scary?
It's a little scary. It's a little scary.
This is when I got scared. Shit, he's gonna see me. Dude!
That was very close, dude. He almost saw you.
Did you do that from your Prius?
No, I wish.
Damn, dude.
Anyway, let's move on. Anything from chat that we should talk about?
Oh, yeah, let's see.
My wife and neighbor used to see a top hat man in their rooms at night, not sleep paralysis.
Okay.
Find out more.
Like people are saying, and the time change. If you don't like the time change, just go to Arizona and Hawaii.
True. True.
Arizona or Hawaii.
Hell or heaven.
Somebody said, there's a guy that walks around Lederhosen in my neighborhood with a letter. Lederhosen? Is that a dog?
What the fuck? That's traditional, like, German garb.
Oh.
Is that a dog?
I don't know, dude. Everyone in my town sees him, too.
Well, at least everyone can see them as well. Because if that's you were true. The only one that was... If but you sent that video them. And all that we saw was nothing, I'd be like, bro, what are you talking about?
I would have moved immediately.
Dude, that's a straight It Follows.
Holy hell.
Which, actually, by the way... Brackets.
Brackets, baby. Let's go. So earlier in the stream, we put up a poll and chat voted in between horror movie icons and every food. And in the end, horror movie icons won. So let's get it going.
All right.
You ready? Okay. Yeah,
so are we voting who would win in a fight?
Yeah, what is the parameters?
Or are we talking who's more iconic?
I think that's for us to decide. I think it's way more fun,
bro,
if it's a fight.
Do me a favor.
What?
Download ad blocker. I'm just kidding. Okay, now the fight thing, should we go with who would win in a fight or who's scarier? Or who's just an all-around...
Who would
or
who's our, rather who's not our, run into?
Who's our favorite? Now that's stupid. Who would win in a fight?
Who would you be friends
with? I think that's the most
more?
Compelling.
Okay. Let's complete the entire bracket. The Xenomorph would win every fight.
I don't know, dude. Have you ever seen Alien versus Predator?
Hold on. Let's ask chat. What are the parameters? What do we ask?
Yeah, what are the parameters? Give us some parameters
here. Who would win?
Who would win?
Like, who is just objectively like a better character? More depth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who would win in a fight? Who is scarier?
Yeah.
Who would you... Yeah, maybe like who is scariest?
No.
Like who would scariest? You rather not run into?
And who would win in a fight? Both of them.
Who is scariest and who would win in a fight?
Sure. Anything goes. I don't care.
Okay, let's start. The parameters are who's scariest, anything goes, and who would win in a fight. Let's go.
Okay, can Michael Myers die?
That's a good question.
Well, if you've watched the Xenomorph movies.
Dude, Mike got this. So the first one is Michael Myers from Halloween franchise versus the Xenomorph from the Alien Ridley Scott franchise.
That's
just flexing my horror knowledge over here.
Yeah, dude, that's true.
Good question. Can Michael Myers die? I don't think so.
Somebody said even if Myers stabs the Xenomorph, the blood would just melt him.
I feel like but he's if he can't coming back die, from that. Then yeah.
Michael Myers is a human.
Is he, though?
Right?
I think he's like a demon.
Bro, he's demon? Been killed like 17 human. Times in all of the Halloween movies, yeah. And he's still not dead.
Because he's taken shotties to the chest. All of it.
I'm going to say Michael Myers.
I'm going to say Michael Myers, too, because
it doesn't matter what Sean says.
I was going to say Michael Myers, too.
Oh, unanimous Michael Myers. Click that bad boy.
Remember, everyone that comes up... The first thing we have to do is name them all.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Michael Myers. Sorry. Dude, that's tough to lose a Xenomorph at first.
Chucky
versus
the Exorcist.
Girl. What's her name? Emily Rose?
No.
Frick. I can't remember her name. Where's your horror movie knowledge now?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
let's go with Homegirl. Annabelle. This is an Annabelle.
That's not Annabelle, dog.
Somebody in chat said Annabelle.
Just the Exorcism.
We'll exorcism.
So
off of mobility, Chucky's got like minus 10 speed,
but also
and his legs like are short
six
as hell.
Movies
and technically like all Chucky is just like the spirit of a serial killer. So it's like in the body of a doll.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like you could beat the shit out of a doll.
Have they tried exercising him?
I don't know. Like, have you ever seen the movie?
I've never seen Chucky. I don't know how he's defeated or if he's defeated.
I think they drop him into lava at the end of one.
So
or like in a factory.
Precioused him just into the lava at Mount Doom.
I thought you were talking about the movie Precious with that really big black chick.
I don't know what movie you're talking about, dude.
I'm going to go with The Exorcist. Dude,
same.
It's literally the
does
spirit
she fight?
Of Baphomet. Dude, have you seen the movie? Do you know what she does to herself?
I can't remember.
Dude, she vomits like acid. She does naughty things to herself with the crucifix.
Yeah.
She can float in the air. I believe she punches the mom and calls her a bitch. So she can swing. She
but
scares
body
the shit.
Count? Chucky has a higher body count.
Easy. But I just think one-on-one, like, this is actually an decently even fight.
One-on-one fighting each other. So here's the thing. We never probably get to see the full power of the exorcist because they're tied to a bed the whole time. Like if you tied Chucky to a bed the whole time, what would he be doing?
I'm going to go with the exorcist.
Same.
I'm undecided, but it doesn't matter. Exorcist wins. Okay, next one is Ghostface from Scream or Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, well, this is unfair. Ghostface from Scream is one of my favorite bad guys of all time.
But also not the same bad guy.
But Freddy Krueger is literally an interdimensional demon who can kill you if you have to go to sleep.
Well, I think that Freddy wins that one.
This one's in the bag.
But wait.
Logically speaking. Okay, put one up for my boy Ghostface. What's
okay,
up?
Yeah.
Argument for, like, how do they eventually kill Freddy? You have to go to sleep and kill him in the dream world, right?
Okay, yeah.
Ghostface is capable of doing that.
True. And technically, Ghostface inspires other people to become him.
Yeah, so many fools.
No one else becomes Freddy after Freddy gets...
Like, is this Billy Loomis and... What's his name?
Dude, spoilers, bro.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Oh, shit. Oh, our viewership just went tanked. Oh, no. Anyway, all right, it's obviously Freddy. Next.
Yeah.
I think we should have done food. Chat, you led us astray. Is that the Asian girl from The Grudge versus, what's that called?
Lucy Mack Smith?
Who's no, that? that's Jason Voorhees' mom.
Oh, okay.
From Friday the 13th. Dude, Grudge. This is not fair. If there's anything that's like supernatural versus a human, I feel like they win. Yeah.
Every time?
I feel like.
Yeah.
Don't you? Okay, so scary girl from Grudge, the scariest scene in that movie is when she's in her apartment tucked up in, under her sheets. And then she hears, and the lady pulls up her blanket and looks, and the effing Grudge is in her. Yeah. I think that's so scary because it like took away your last safe space.
Under the covers. Yeah.
It's like, no.
You're not safe.
You're not even safe under the covers.
But a lot of these movies have an end, even with the supernatural, and the humans come out on top. They perform some ritual. Get rid of them, right?
Yeah, but I feel like the body count is pretty large before they reach that conclusion.
Sure.
Okay. So you're saying
I'm trying to put Mrs. one out Voorhees? For yeah.
For the North.
Nah, if we're gonna put going one out Grudge. For anyone, it was Ghostface.
Yeah.
Like Ghostface had the better chance of winning.
Okay. It's Grudge Girl, right?
I'm saying Grudge Girl. Because it's not only the Grudge Girl, it's like Catboy.
Catboy.
Yeah. Hair Corner.
No.
If you haven't seen the movie, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Senpai wins.
Yeah.
Notice me.
Mulan wins. Ooh. Dude, easy. Michael.
I think Mike. The semifinal for this side is going to be Michael and Freddy. I think we already know that.
Yeah.
Which is like a movie.
Yeah, dude. We got Freddy versus Jason. Let's go Michael versus Freddy.
It's sad we're just going to reach a conclusion that's been reached so long ago. Real quick, though. Okay.
What?
It's too late. We already picked it. Whatever point you were going to make.
What were we going to say? We can
change. I was going to say, would Michael have the mental capacity to understand that like she needs to be exorcised? Or, you know what? No, just because she's possessed by Baphomet, she can still just be killed. She's like mortal.
Yeah.
So never mind. Michael.
Body could be killed.
Yeah.
Michael's can't.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is Freddy versus Grudge.
Does the Grudge sleep? Does the Grudge sleep?
I don't think she does.
Chat, Google it. Dude, it's not going to be... Sean is legitimately Googling it.
I wasn't going to Google. I was looking at chat.
I don't think she does.
If she doesn't sleep,
she can't fight him.
And then Freddy can't fight her.
Stalemate.
This is kind of a stalemate.
So which one would you rather be friends with?
Yeah, let's change the argument then. Who are you more terrified of?
The Grudge.
Really?
Yeah. After I saw my mom's half Japanese, after I saw it.
So it's deep seated.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like self-loathing is mixed in there. Self-roving is mixed in there.
Oh gosh.
I was at home one night, like a week after The Grudge, and my mom came around the corner in the middle of the night, dude. Oh,
he's about to square up on his mom, dude.
Oh yeah. So
I think I would be most terrified of Freddy, to be honest.
I don't know. I've been able to lucid dream several times in my life, so I feel like I might be able to tap into that.
Here's the thing. The Grudge only exists in that one house, right?
Good point.
That's true.
Freddy is everywhere.
Exists in your dreams.
But let's say you've been to that house, so now it's following you. Because the reporter girl went to that house and then it followed her back to the apartment.
Okay, but what about in Scary Movie?
Dude, and The Grudge has naked boy.
Oh, yeah, the creepy like kid.
So you want to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah.
That's truly scarier.
Yeah.
Catch how do you charge. How do you explain
it's that? It's either put on a list or put in the ground. Yeah.
Put me in the ground.
Yeah. Put me in the ground, dude.
Yep, Grudge. I vote Grudge.
I still pick Freddy, Doc.
God damn it.
Follow your heart.
Go, Shawnee boy.
Honestly, I was more afraid of watching The Grudge as a kid than I was watching Freddy because it seemed less real to me.
Freddy is
the story you told.
Blankophile.
What is that?
Starts with P, rhymes with Speedo.
Oh, shit. Is he?
Oh. He is. Well, like in the reboot, at least. He's at least accused of it, and then the parents kill him, and then he comes back and kills the kids.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he actually is. Never mind. My bad. I don't want
to... Can he kill a spirit, though?
So what you're saying is, in this fight, Freddy against two children, a brother and sister...
When he already kills children. But can he kill a spirit?
I'm going Grudge.
I'm going Freddy. Sean, what's your answer?
Like I Choose said, now. I was still more afraid of watching The Grudge
so than it's Grudge. I was
Freddy. Yeah.
Okay, Grudge versus Michael Myers. This is going to the finals.
Michael Myers.
I'm taking Mike.
I think I'm also taking Mike.
I don't know what it is about him. I just believe in him.
Like, I think that's why he's so powerful. Yeah.
He's going to get it done no matter what.
I'm interested to see who we have on the other side of the bracket that's going to beat Michael.
To the ship. It's Michael Myers. Sorry.
He's got brute strength.
Oh, Leprechaun versus Texas Chainsaw.
A friend with weed is a friend indeed.
Yeah, my boy got the product.
Okay, for those who don't know that inside joke, there is like a Leprechaun 7 luck in the hood or something like that. I'm not joking.
Came out when? Like 80s, 90s?
I think like 97, yeah. Something like that.
These are like where several big actors got their first gig. Like yeah. Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston was in Zac The Leprechaun. Efron.
Was he?
I'm just throwing out names. I could be wrong.
Jennifer Aniston legitimately was in Leprechaun 1. Anyway, when they got to like Leprechaun 7, they decided to put it in the hood. So it's supposed to be urban. And there's a scene where he's about to kill someone in the bathroom. And the guy's like, oh. And how he gets out of it is he offers weed. And the leprechaun is like, oh, a friend with weed is a friend indeed. And like the guy avoids death, I think.
Don't Leprechaun 5 in the hood.
There you go. Leprechaun 5 in the hood.
Okay, Leprechaun has actual magic.
Bro, Leprechaun 4 is in space.
And look at those nails, bro.
Space is less crazy than the hood to them. They went how to do we go bigger though? For 5? Compton. Crazy. Okay. Yeah. What are our thoughts on this? DJ brings up a good point. He literally has the luck of the Irish on his side. He has Irish folk magic.
True.
Plus, it's March right now. It's his domain. He's
double strong.
So his power is double right now.
Dude.
And really, the only thing that you get from Texas Chainsaw is bad remakes. Ha. Leprechauns in the Hood was way good.
Texas Chainsaw, what's his name? I don't even know his name.
Texas doesn't even have a month. Does Texas have a holiday?
Texas not have that a holiday, I know dude. Of. It's 4th of July, bro.
He's not supernatural America. At all. He's just like inbred.
Just a serial killer.
Yeah, cannibal.
Bro, I'm going Leprechaun.
Leatherface is what he's... Yeah, that's let's go Leprechaun.
What I said.
Sorry, this is a big loss, but...
Ooh.
Jigsaw
Ooh.
Versus Jaws.
Dude, this is kind of a wild matchup, dog.
Jigsaw versus a shark. A great white.
How would Jigsaw do it?
You eat swimmers.
But the swimmers play have
a little game. Yeah.
A fish hook in it.
You spend your life eating swimmers. Now you must swim. I don't know.
You must...
Obviously, I'm not a serial killer because I couldn't come up with a way to kill a shark. And the Jigsaw is just much better than me. Y'all watch me struggle with that.
I think
it's like where are they fighting?
And like, is Jigsaw allowed?
Jigsaw have a boat? Does he have tools?
Is he allowed to like set up his little horror game before? Or is it just like it just a fist fight in the water? Yeah, in a pool.
A fin fight, dog.
You know what? The Jigsaw. I'm going Jaws.
Really? Jaws has a higher body count, I think. Over multiple movies, like Jigsaw has a high body count, but also 70% of the planet Jaws wins.
Dude, he has home advantage on 70% of the earth. DJ, you're somebody, Hawaiian ass better vote shark.
Somebody said one-on-one, I think the shark would win against an old man with a brain tumor.
Oh, facts. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Jaws. Jaws me. All dude, right. If it goes down to Mike Myers versus Jaws.
Dude, Mike Myers would still win.
Dude, on the right is Psycho, and on the left is Ring Samara. Samara. She's an orphan, I think.
I cannot get the Ring girl from Scary Movie out of my thought instead of the actual Ring movie.
Cindy.
How do they solve getting out of the ring?
You have to make someone else watch the movie. Is that how it is? Kind of like an STD? Oh, no, I don't think so. I think it's...
Is there a way to get out? No, she finds her in the well, yeah. Right?
How do they make multiple movies of that? Because I've only seen the OG.
I think I've only seen the OG, too. And the Scary
Movie.
She discovers that she's like a disturbed spirit.
Strangest flower, you make a copy of the VHS and give it to someone. So it is kind of like It Follows.
Oh,
you kind of have to dump someone else.
How do you kill her?
Yeah,
the ring girl. How do you
kill her? Put her in the well?
No, she was in the well. Like,
put a big ass anvil on top of that.
She was just like an angry ghost. So you
well with water.
You try to like, she appeases her right at the end.
Yeah,
and then she doesn't kill
her. So
the ring girl doesn't kill.
If you try to be nice to her, the ring girl turns and she's nice.
That's all you have to.
If you try to be nice to Psycho, he's like nice and then kills you.
He's gonna dress up like his mom and kill you in the shower. This fool on the right, I'm pissed. He single handedly made me afraid. To like shampoo my hair.
That's everyone.
You don't shampoo your hair, dog?
I do, but hella quick. Until I discovered you can rinse it out backwards. Like I was like, oh, I don't have to close my eyes. Before it was like speed running shampoo and washing. And then like trying to catch the demon.
Homegirl could take a lesson from that too.
her hair. I'm going to go Supernatural. I'm going to go Samara. Just because like.
I'm going to go Ring too.
Did you see the girl in the closet? Like that's how she ends you. She makes you hella ugly. And like deformed.
She makes you ugly.
And this guy just stabs you if you stay at his hotel.
That's true. It's pretty safe.
It's homegirl. Yes, dude. Pennywise versus who is this?
Trick or Treat, I think.
Trick or Treat.
Never seen it. I'm going Pennywise. I don't even want to.
Is this Jack Skellington?
What is this?
I think it's Pennywise.
Yep, next. He's an alien who can take the shape of your scariest form. And
he's a bug art.
Bro, he's just going to turn into like a relationship, dog.
For Sean, commitment.
Straight up bug art.
Ooh.
Leprechaun versus the shark.
He still has the luck of the Irish.
Are the Irish known for their aquatic abilities? Real talk.
Are they known for their space abilities?
Are sharks known for their luck abilities? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, here's the thing. They would win on 70% of the planet. But leprechauns are also in space.
I'm going to say upset. It's the leprechaun. He's got this. He has magic.
He does have magic that beats that.
This
beats
is
a shark.
Dumbass shark who's big. Like if he's not hungry, he might not even attack. The leprechaun knows what he's got to do. He has a job. He's going to get it done.
And he has magic.
And he has magic.
And he has luck on his side.
And he has luck on his
side. And he's got gold, bro.
And weed.
Oh. And weed.
It's leprechaun all day.
Hell yeah, bro. Let's go. Leprechaun. Pennywise versus Ring.
I go Pennywise.
I'm going Pennywise. Again.
Pennywise easy. Like, how do they defeat Pennywise?
It
took them literally like 50
you're not
years.
Afraid.
Yeah, you have to be not afraid.
That ain't happening.
I don't know, dude. All of these are villains. Like, who are they afraid of? They all feast on your fear.
I'm saying Pennywise still.
Mm-hmm.
He at the end he turns into a huge alien thing.
Hand to hand combat crazy. Fight. It's Pennywise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He has magic too.
Pennywise versus the leprechaun.
I'm going Pennywise.
Damn. I think that with luck, the leprechaun takes it. Pennywise just has brute force and scariness.
I feel like Pennywise is able to like manipulate where he is. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, he is.
The leprechaun, I feel like, is kind of stuck to a spot.
But is hella lucky. So if he's hella lucky and Pennywise tries to morph the area around him, what's going to happen? He's still going to know what to do.
What would the leprechaun be afraid of?
Someone stealing his pot of gold or his lucky charms.
An empty bowl. An empty cereal bowl. That's what
an empty bowl in general, dog.
I think it's Pennywise.
I'm going Penny.
I'm taking leprechaun, but I'll accept it.
But it doesn't matter. Wins.
We're in the finals, boys.
Mike Myers isn't afraid of anything.
Oh,
he's literally not afraid of anything.
He lacks like fear.
He lacks that his amygdala is gone.
Whoa, big words. What'd you call me? Real talk. What do we think?
Real talk. I'm taking Michael Myers because he lacks the ability to feel fear, which is Pennywise's whole thing.
Yeah. And he would be able to like draw no power from him.
Literally nothing.
Like a group of kids beat Pennywise's ass.
Yeah.
So it's like Pennywise ain't shit.
I agree.
Think Michael.
So our serial killer.
No.
Horror movie icon winner is Michael Myers.
Let's go.
I feel like that was 900% less controversial than sandwiches. Guys, this is a scary story podcast. We tell jokes and chill, but we also tell scary stories. In order to do that, we roll a 20-sided die to determine in what order we tell our stories. Highest number goes first.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. I have benefited from therapy in a way that it's allowed me to feel a lot more lightness in my heart, my head, my emotions. If that's something that you are needing, if that's something that's missing, give therapy a try. Give BetterHelp a try. We want to hook you up by getting it off your chest and it be a little lighter on the wallet. Go ahead and visit BetterHelp.com/3AM and you can get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/3AM.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I got a 7. Charles got a 4.
I got an 11.
So the order is DJ, Sean, Charlie.
Dope. Thank you for sticking with us. If you're still here, I know we have a lot of listeners who are on the East Coast. You got work tomorrow. The stream is running pretty late, so thanks for sticking with. Okay. You're in the streets of London.
Yeah, I am.
What's the time? Like now?
The year is 1911.
Oh, frick, dude. Okay.
Over 100 years ago. It's cold. It's foggy.
Oh.
And you hear a commotion.
What kind of commotion? Good, bad, ugly?
Excited.
Ooh.
Voices, the shuffling of feet. People are talking.
I say.
And as you close the distance to this commotion, you see what appears to be a group of people gathered around a billboard. Cap d'Oie, the two-headed giant. So, at this time in the UK, it's coming off of, it's like at the tail end of the madness that are sideshows and circuses. P.T. Barnum, you think of The Greatest Showman. What's his name? Ripley?
Believe It or Not.
Ripley's Believe It or Not. Shows that are run by oddities, freaks of nature. Very popular around this time. Cap d'Oie was one that really interested me. Very different from all the other freaks you would find at the circus. You know about the bearded lady. You know about the lion-faced man. But this was a two-headed giant. So I looked into the origin of what this was. A lot of people believe for it to be a hoax, but it's not. I don't think it's proven yet. It's also very old, so I think it's past the time where we can know for sure. Either or, this was a huge phenomenon in this market. with sideshows and circuses. So in the 1600s, Spanish sailors reached Argentina and Chile. And they're sailing close to Patagonia. While they are in Patagonia, they find what is a two-headed giant. They capture this thing, tie him up to the mast of the ship. And during their journeys, it became tumultuous. And this two-headed giant was able to break free. They're fighting this giant on the ship in stormy weather. When one of the shipmates grabs a pike and impales this giant right in the middle of the chest.
Oh.
Killing it.
Oh.
Very sad. They somehow preserve the body of this giant and mummify it. And for years and years and years and years, this giant is taken to different exhibits around the world. Spain, England, and it finally ended up, I think in Boston, somewhere in the States. And this giant, let me see if I can pull up a couple pictures here. So the name Cap d'Oie is Malay.
Malaysian.
Mm-hmm. And here we go. Was just over 12 feet tall.
That's way more than 12. Like in that.
In this depiction.
Yeah.
This is the actual body.
What?
The mummified version of Cap d'Oie. Cap d'Oie just means two heads in Malaysian. I'm not sure how Malaysian came into play with all of this, being Spanish sailors. They're in South America, and then they're in England with this Malaysian giant.
And Boston.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. But I don't think I ever heard of giants. Like, where have we found giants? Where have we shared stories of giants?
We have some East, in West Nevada. Desert.
Nevada?
Yeah, Kandahar in Iraq. Okay. Or Pakistan, rather. We had Nevada from Sean.
From Dan.
Yeah. Where else have we had giants? They're all over, dude. They're all over. I don't think we've told stories other ones.
They are all over, though.
Anyway. Giants aren't...
Japanese giants.
There's Japanese giants? So is that just a normal person?
It's like any Westerner.
Oh, giant.
There's evidence of giants in Vietnam.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Magellan's giants in Patagonia.
Which is where they allegedly got Cap d'Oie.
Yes.
Dope. So they are related.
And do exist.
It's a big family, it sounds like. Okay. Cap d'Oie. That was really fascinating to me. I don't have any more information on that. So I started to dive more into these circus freaks and their history. So the first one I wanted to start with was a girl named Myrtle Corbin. She was known as the Four-Legged Lady.
What?
By the age of 18, and she started in the circus when she was 13.
Jeez.
By the age of 18, she had enough money to retire and take care of her family. This is homegirl.
What?
Four-legged lady. Bro, where are they now? Wrong answers only.
Running marathons.
Running marathons.
Spinning got webs.
That extra boost, bro.
Spinning webs.
When she gets tired, she just subs two legs.
Which legs does she use to run?
The middle
ones. Normally.
Yeah.
Oh. Does she run with the outside ones and the middle two like dangle?
And are they like alternating?
Or is she running with the small ones and she's like sitting with her
or is she
legs?
Running with all four going way faster than everybody else?
She's using like two legs on one side, two legs on the other side.
Galloping. At this point, is she a centaur at this point? Technically?
Technically,
when she turned 18, she started an OnlyFans.
Oh. Are we making fun of deformities? Yes, no. Get over yourselves.
Dude, crazy. She had a family.
Why is that crazy?
Because like we don't have.
She had five kids, and
almost as many legs.
Three. she had five kids, three from one quote orifice, and two from another orifice.
Wait.
Bro, that's what I'm telling you. She started an OnlyFans.
Not only does she have four legs, she got orify.
She has double the orify.
What the?
The possibilities are double.
I was going to say, yeah.
Crazy.
Are they like technically kind of cousins or something? Like, does that make you related?
You I don't would know. Be, you'd dog. Be cousins. No, half siblings.
Oh my gosh. Dude, this is a lot of information. I'm having trouble processing this info.
Was it all with the same guy?
Yes, I believe so.
Did any of them have more than...
Or did he have three? You know what I'm saying?
No. No, I think it was... She got married pretty soon after she retired at 18. And they stayed together as a family till they pass. So that is...
Way to go.
Myrtle Corbin. Okay, the second one is...
And if anyone out there is upset that we're roasting people with deformities, roasting is our love language. So... Don't deny us love. Thank you. Get over yourselves. Leave.
Okay. The second one is a man by the name of Grady Stiles Jr.
Grady Stiles.
Strong name.
So this one, I feel okay roasting. Grady Stiles was
That's a
psycho.
A child.
Was a psycho.
He was a psycho?
Was a psycho until the end of his days. So this is crazy because his story is... Grew older, had a family, very abusive. This is recent, too. In 1978, Grady Stiles Jr. shot his daughter's fiance.
Okay, we can roast this guy. What?
It was on the eve of their wedding. The fiance called him a freak, and that's why he shot him.
Maybe we can't roast this guy.
My question is, like, what kind of gun was he using?
Okay.
Yeah. He was called...
Slingshot, dude.
He was called... Slingshot. Bro, he was called Lobster Boy, and his whole family had this.
What?
Really? From, like, the mid-1800s, and they all performed in the circus. He was just kind of, like, the worst of them. Shot and killed his daughter's betrothed, and their family was never the same. In 1992, his wife Mary and their son Harry.
Is his name Larry?
Mary, Harry, Larry. They hired a hitman and killed him.
What?
They paid the hitman only $1,500.
$1,500?
That's so insulting, bro.
But also, like inflation.
That's what, like, year? What year?
1992.
That's not.
We were alive.
Dude, that's like. $4,000 now.
That's still, I feel
that's like still.
I'd kill someone for $4,000.
No, in a video game, say that those words right now.
In Grand Theft Auto.
Thank you. Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Because I play video games.
Very cheap price. The hitman ran up on Grady in his trailer. Grady, an old man at that point, sad and lonely, watching TV. Hitman emptied multiple shots in the back of his head.
Trigger warning.
And killed him there.
Damn.
Grady didn't have a lot of people who loved him. Only 10 people appeared at his funeral. None of them wanted to be his pallbearers.
Not even God loved him.
He had flowers with a banner, and on the banner, it said, "From your loving wife." But she ordered the hit on homeboy.
Damn.
I mean, no. If you're trying to like keep suspicion off of me, you got to send flowers.
Spiteful. She ended up going to jail. They, like, obviously they knew who did it. And she was in jail, I believe, until she died. When she did die, they found that on her ass she had tattooed Grady Stiles Jr. And apparently that was one of the ways that he was abusive to them, made her get that tattoo. She carried it with her, obviously, till she died.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, that's Lobster Boy. Do we like him?
No.
No? Is that justified?
Yes.
But because of who he is as a person.
Yeah, not because I don't give a shit what you look at. It's who you are as a person.
Oh man, the slingshot comment. Okay.
Dennis the Menace in this movie.
My boy looks like he runs a burger restaurant at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh shit.
His arch nemesis Plankton.
Okay, the last ones.
Our first and last stream.
are my boys.
Oh, my uncles.
This is actually where Siamese twins come from.
We are, dude, can we acknowledge the song in Lady and the Tramp? You wouldn't know this because you've never seen Disney movie. There's a song in Disney and the Tramp, Lady and the Tramp, a Disney movie, and they go, "We are Siamese, if you please." Dun-dun-dun. It's like pretty offensive. I don't know. You could say, you can argue. I'm not offended by it, but people would say it. Anyway, so these guys
are the origin of Siamese twins. That was their nickname in the circus. Their names were Chang and Ang. Chang and Ang.
That's a Missy Elliott song. Chang. Are they from Siam or is Siamese from?
I don't know.
Isn't Siam formerly
old Vietnam?
No, I don't think it's old Vietnam. I think it's old Cambodia or like, what's next to Cambodia? Burma. That's what it is. It's Burma.
Thailand? Anyway, these two conjoined twins since birth, these guys ended up in North Carolina and they married sisters. And with the sisters, they had 21 children.
They were fertile, boy.
They should have gotten with the four-legged lady.
Time out. Question. Do they have... Are they just connected at the...
I don't know.
Or do they share a wiener?
I think they have two legs. So I think they only have one. The sisters weren't conjoined. They were separate humans.
This is so... Crisscross applesauce, dude.
Holy. What's the dynamic of that?
I don't know.
How do you just decide?
22 children?
21 children, I believe.
21.
Yeah.
How do you support a family of 24? That's craziness.
Don't know. Did sadly,
you say 24?
Well, like, I don't know, with the wives and them. 24 and a half? Something, I don't know.
Okay. Very sad. One day, Aang woke up and Chang had passed. Dude, that's terrifying.
That's you.
What do you do? So they called for like an emergency separation surgery. And they had the surgeon rush down to their house. And as he was starting, Chang passed as well. Just a few hours after.
Damn.
Aang. But... very sad. I don't know how they were able to do that, but these people made a career. I don't know. If you've seen Greatest Showman, they embrace their deformities or
uniqueness. What do you call it?
Uniqueness,
their
but
special.
Do you think they actually did that in real life?
Here's the thing: people want to think they're deformed if like their eyebrows are like some way. I imagine that no matter what, somebody is going to be upset with the way that they look.
So like to everyone, everyone's deformed some way?
To yourself.
That's kind of a beautiful thought.
So everyone just be nice to each other.
I bet not, DJ. I bet that's kind of a romantic look back, wishing the world was better than it is. But I bet to the day they died, they were like, because dude, let's be honest.
Miserable?
50 years ago, 110 years ago, it was pretty f***ed up.
And these guys were in like the 1800s.
Yeah. And it's like they were
in the States.
Asians in the States. Like that alone like makes you a freak. You know what I'm saying, Beckman?
Well, those are the circus shows, the sideshows.
Are sideshows allowed nowadays?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of that. Like we don't do that now.
I bet that they're not.
Is that a culture shift?
Like legal now.
I bet they still have things like tattooed dudes nailing nails up their nose and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, oh, that's for have, sure.
But that's way, that's like more shock and awe and more or less of like
an actual like unique thing about you.
Like I'm the world's smallest man or something. you know.
No, I bet the world's still do that.
Tallest dude, like, come pay to look at me.
There'd be someone offended out there.
Yeah, but if they wanted to do that,
they have every right. Yeah, why not?
Then, right?
I think so. And if you don't agree with it, then just don't go to it.
That's true.
And if they wanna make fun of themselves too.
I mean,
self-deprecation is like the biggest style of humor in our friend group.
Yeah.
True.
Do we have the answers? No.
Nope.
Yes.
Anyway, that's my...
That was crazy, dude. That was odd.
That is wild. That is wild that, like, that became like a show business too.
Dude, we were literally... Did you hear Sean and I talking before you came into the room? I was like, we should cover human zoos.
Yeah. I heard you guys say that.
That's so funny. Yeah, we were just talking about it. There used to be literal, like, until very recent, more recent than you think, there was like human zoos in New York where it's like you could go see the Filipino girl exhibit, and it's just like young Filipinos living in a cage where people are feeding them food.
Oh my gosh.
It's basically pimping.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as pimping,
which still does exist.
Which is not good.
A ring. Yeah, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's just pimping, like,
exploiting.
You have a ringleader, yeah, exploiting humans for a purpose.
And it's truly like, it just depicts like how different like people viewed themselves. They legit saw like other humans on an animal level.
Bro, and that was only like 100 years ago.
Yeah. Crazy. And here we are, all in the same room. We made it. We're streaming live right now to 14 people. Anyway, is that you tonight?
That's me, dog.
Dope.
All right, guys. So my stories this week were heavily influenced by the release of a movie on Hulu, a re-release of a movie on Hulu called Urban Legend.
Oh, I just watched that Sunday.
It's such a good movie. It's just, it takes you back.
Yes.
So I was heavily influenced to search for some possible beginnings of urban legends in my stories today. So I have a couple that I want to share. Whether these actually happened, I don't know. They are urban legends. You may even have heard a different version of them, but here's the thing. Both of these are going to make you probably think twice before going and doing something.
Oh, excited.
So the first one here, why you should always lock your door at night.
Frick, bro.
So one night, there was this kid who stayed home while his parents went out to eat. He had a paper that was due that night. Obviously, he worked on the paper a little bit. Then he started playing games on his computer. But he had like these nice like noise-canceling headphones. And he sat there all night just playing on his computer. Around 11 o'clock, his parents get home and he takes his headphones off. And his mom yells up to him, "What happened down here?" Confused, he gets up from his desk, he heads downstairs, and immediately he sees what she's talking about. There are muddy footprints in the house. So the family...
Vile human.
For real, take your goddamn shoes off. They realize that the footprints are only going in, so there's someone in the house. The family runs into the garage, calls 911. The police show up at their house and search the place and find no one. But they did find something that was terrifying. They bring the family up to the boy's bedroom where he had been playing on his computer all night with his door open. And right next to the door in a Sharpie is written, "My log, 847, I see you. 853. You forgot to lock the back door. 8:59, you seem focused. 9:24, turn around. 9:47, look at me. 10:15, look at me. 10:37, look at me. 10:49, look at me." For almost 2 hours, someone had been watching him on his computer until just when his parents got home. And that's why you should always lock your door at night.
Bro, he just stayed there the whole time?
I imagine he was walking around and just, Oh, I don't know if he left or they saw the footprints leave after they came, but the footprints were still there when the parents got home.
You leave his shoes?
Oh, yeah, for real.
No shoes?
No shoes. No sign besides the...
He hand stood and walked out.
Oh, shit, dude. That, if cool. You really want to mess with somebody...
Even more terrifying. No, he obviously had to have stopped, taken his shoes off, carried his shoes out.
That's true.
That's an easier way.
He walks in, realizes he's tracking mud into the house, takes his shoes off right there, tosses them outside, and then walks up and starts creeping on somebody.
Makes sense.
That's what makes sense in my mind.
So do we get context? Like, did this actually happen?
Allegedly, that was a police report. And that log is what was in the police report.
Ugh.
I don't know if that actually happened. I tried to Google as much as I could for a police report. I couldn't find it.
Sounds like police.
Policereport.com.
Police report log, watching kid. Yeah. And I was like, this is kind of freaking out. You're on 7 lists now. Had to stop there. All right. That's my first urban legend.
Yee.
My second one, why you shouldn't go camping alone. So this happened to a 22-year-old girl who liked hiking and camping by herself. She's also an avid photographer, and she liked to take pictures of the wildlife, of the outdoors, and had been told by several of her friends of a really good spot where they had seen deer, badgers, lots of different birds. So she decides to head out there one day. She drives until she can't drive anymore, and that's where she gets out of the car and starts hiking out into the woods. She grabbed her equipment, her camera gear, her tent, heads out into the woods about 30 minutes or so, stumbles across a badger den, and she's like, oh, sweet, I will set up my camera equipment here. She sets up her gear. She has a motion sensor detector, like, with her as well, so she is an avid photographer, so that when the badgers come out, it will turn on the camera, and she'll be able to catch footage of it. So she sets it all up. And then a short ways away from where she set up the gear, she sets up tent, or like her camp, so that she doesn't bother any of the animals to make them not want to come out of their den. And she seems like she's off of the main trail, doesn't seem too concerned, so she goes to sleep that night. She wakes up that next morning and heads over to her camera gear. She notices what looks like prints outside the badger den. And so she's like, oh, sweet. For sure, I caught some footage. She goes over to the camera, and the camera's dead. She had hooked up a battery to it as well, but for some reason, the battery is unplugged. She's starting to be like, I don't know what could have caused this. Maybe I forgot to plug it in. But she grabs all of her gear, goes and packs up her camp, and decides to take everything back to her car so that she can recharge the camera up there and see what footage she got. She plugs it back in the car, and a few minutes later, it pops on, pulls up the recent photos, and the first one is a video, timestamp 2:30 a.m., and it had flipped on, and nothing was caught on camera. It was about 20 seconds of just filming the den, nothing there. And then she flips to the next picture, and it's her tent. She flips to the next picture. It's her sleeping in her tent. And the next 30 photos or so are all pictures of her camp, her sleeping. And then she flips to the last photo, timestamp 5:30 a.m. It's her car. At that point, she drops the camera, turns the ignition, and drives away as fast as she can. And she hasn't been camping alone since.
Spooky, spooky.
Whether this happened, I don't know. If it did happen, that's terrifying. Honestly, I think, to me, not being alone in the woods, like, being alone in the woods is not what is scary. It's thinking you're alone and not being alone in the woods.
100%. Oh, my
God. Oh, frick, dude. This is exactly like this.
Jeez, you can't just spring that on people.
They're like, what the
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
I actually had heard another story.
I've heard like versions of that story.
Which is why I was like, it could be an urban legend.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I've heard ones where it's like, she was backpacking and she had a disposable camera.
I've heard that one too.
And then when she finally got them developed, the last three are just her sleeping in her tent, which is like, dude, no.
No.
Do you know what's crazy?
Huh.
I got a story from a listener. It's a lot like that one. I was going to share it tonight. I don't think I will because I'm trying to verify one thing about it.
Oh, shit.
Because it involves Bluetooth.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Can you Bluetooth someone? Can you airdrop something if you're not? If you're like
Bluetooth?
Well, like, can you airdrop something if we were both out without service?
If you had your airdrop on, yeah. Because remember when we were in New Zealand, we were able to airdrop things to people even though we weren't on Wi-Fi?
Okay. Then that was my, I was like, I need to verify this before I share the story. Because if that's not real, then this isn't real.
I don't know if this is, but like the popular urban legends thing kind of got me and I went down a rabbit hole after watching the movie.
That's classic. This, like that picture, I feel like if you're into creepypasta and all of that, like internet lore and urban legends, I feel like everybody remembers seeing this picture at one point.
Yeah.
If you're in that loop. And I remember being like way
disturbed
oh, by the story. It got me.
Yeah.
It's very much like even though hearing that story now like doesn't affect me as much as it did then, like it was very much like the introduction to a lot of these things.
Oh, yeah. And like initially when everyone was like coming out with this, it was like, holy shit, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
The scariest part is what that guy actually looks like, bro.
Oh, for sure. I think it, yeah. The lady thought it was an old woman in the photo.
Dude, it looks like Pinocchio to me. Or like Dead
It looks
Silence.
Like Slappy the Clown. Yeah, definitely.
Anyways, that's it for me tonight.
Right? I love hearing classic urban legends. They're classic for a reason. And those two were classic.
I thought they were very fun trying to find them and trying to verify them. Yeah. Even though I couldn't. It sent me down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, if anyone has links, jump in our Discord and send. If you have any like info on anything we talk about on the pod.
If you have any urban legends too, send those over because we love reading those and like we'll share them if like we haven't already.
Is that you tonight?
Yep.
Hell yeah, Sean. Thank you. Guys, my story tonight. Before I jump into the story, I have a quick update from Sierra.
Oh, dope.
So Sierra is the one who shared my story from a couple episodes ago, Brigham City. Or Brigham Indian yeah. School. So she was like, she hit me back up. She was like, amazing job. You did so good or whatever. She said something like that. Not kidding. But she reached out to her homie who was with her, Hami.
Okay.
She's like, bro, do you remember that night? Do you remember if we have anyone has the photo? Did anyone take a photo? And she says, I know that's dumb. Like I should have done that first, but here we are. She didn't get a photo, but Hami just gave a couple more details that I think make it a little more scary. So if you don't remember, go back and listen. Quick recap. They go out to a haunted place in Brigham City and they're exploring for quite a while. As they're leaving, they're in their car. They turn on their headlights and there's a man standing there with what she said, I think is a crowbar. Hami has since confirmed it was a crowbar.
Okay.
He's like, no, yeah, he definitely had a crowbar. And he runs or he approaches the car, gets closer and closer until they're able to get out of there.
Yeah.
Then they go back to investigate, find a camera on the ground in the exact same spot that they saw the man. They flick through the photos and Sierra clearly remembers one photo of a naked woman standing in front of the camera, hair like down to her knees, which for some reason, even right now saying that again, gives me chills.
Yeah, that's definitely creepy.
The super long hair. I'm like, yo, what's going on here? Anyway, so she's like, Hami, super random question. I'm trying to send the story into the scary podcast. Do you remember when we all went to that house and that old man was walking towards us? Do you remember what he was holding? And do you remember where we were? He goes, yeah, LOL. He was holding a crowbar. We were in Brigham City. I think it was the Indian reservation. She said, haha, thank you. Then he said, she asked more questions about the pics. And he says, I remember that one of the pics of the camera was the actual guy chasing after us.
What?
So before we were like, does the camera link to the guy? Is it so weird? Hami confirms, no. One of the photos on the reel of the camera was the dude. who was chasing them. He said he kind of describes how he knows, like, he looked the same jacket or something, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He said, also, when he was walking towards us, he kept slamming his crowbar into the ground. LOL.
LOL?
And then he said, and our homie Joe was about to ask the dude for directions. What a dumbass. And then he said, I remember that pic of the pregnant woman, but I remember the picture of the guy so much more vividly. I remember seeing him chase after us so vividly that shit struck fear in my being. LMAO.
LMAO. You heard it here first.
Anyway, I just want to give a quick update on that.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Like I said, I had a couple stories, but we're going to go with one. This story comes to us from friend of the podcast, Isaac. So at Isaac Picks with a Z on IG.
What up?
Hell yeah. Thanks, boy.
Isaac, I'm not going to lie, a little bit of a badass. I don't know if he lives in Wyoming, but he definitely spends a ridiculous amount of time in Wyoming. He's a nature photographer.
Dope.
Very comfortable outside. And I looked through all his photos, incredible photos. And he's not a, you can tell he's very comfortable outdoors. Like he's photographing grizzlies and bears and moose and
dope.
Every manner of wildlife you can think of. So him and his homies, I could imagine, are outside all the time trying to get cool shots, trying to find cool places. And this night they decide they want to check out the abandoned church in the forest of Wyoming. And I think it's somewhere near Jackson Hole.
An abandoned church in Wyoming.
So they head out. It's quiet. It's cold. The moon is shining. And they walk up to this church. And I have one still of them walking up to the church. And he took this on his iPhone. So he's a professional photographer. This photo doesn't reflect that. I'm going to airdrop to you, Deej.
No. Holy shit.
Okay, you just saw the end of the story.
Okay.
Holy shit. So don't say anything. So add that one.
Yeah, I will.
Are you scared?
I have to pee.
Okay, walk. Keep clicking.
Okay.
Don't look, Sean. Dang.
Sean, don't look. I'm going to get your genuine reaction. You did. It was just early.
So they're out in the woods going to this church, and he sees this?
Just wait. So as DJ's setting it up, you set it up?
Yeah.
Okay, don't let him see.
Okay.
All right. Like I said, nature photographer. He takes pictures of all kinds of creatures, bears, owls, foxes. I get the feeling from this dude, honestly and truly, like he's not stressed by anything. Like he's very comfortable. Right? Okay. So they're going out to this abandoned church. They're walking up to it. There's a photo of them walking up to it. Super creepy. They do their thing. Probably take some photos, some long exposures, and pack up. Nothing really happened. Let's take off. As they come out of the church, both of them look down the path and backlit by the moon, kind of like I am right now, they see the silhouette of this owl in a tree.
Okay.
Isaac says, whoa, hold on. Pulls out his phone. I'm going to take a photo real quick. Turns on the long exposure and presses take. If you've ever taken a long exposure with your phone, you know it takes a couple seconds. It's collecting all the data.
Yeah.
Sees the little bar spinning, and his iPhone takes the photo. Turns his brightness up, him and his friend come in close. He looks at the photo, and it looks kind of odd. Doesn't really, it's a weird looking owl. And he pinches and zooms in on the thing, and his heart stops. And him and his friend look at each other, turn, and sprint as fast as they can to their car. So DJ, and if folks, if you're listening on podcast app, you're going to have to go to our IG at the 3AM pod. We're going to share a photo that Isaac shared on his TikTok. DJ, pull the photo up. And DJ reacted to it earlier.
I still have chills, but
put yourself in this situation. You're in the dark forest and you zoom in on this photo that you just took with your phone.
Okay. F- no.
Zoom in, bro.
That's not an owl. Holy shit, dude. That's a... That's
zoom a, in.
What the f- is that? I don't like that, dude. That's a no. Yep, we're getting out of here, dog.
No, I literally have chills all over my body. I feel like I don't like looking at this thing. So what we see is a person hiding behind a tree with half of its face just shrouded in darkness and the other half revealed by the light, whatever ambient light is there. But somebody in chat said my heart is in my stomach and it made it worse when you zoomed in, and I feel the same.
I think we need to find out what it is.
Yeah.
I second guess my GTFOing. I think we need to shine a light.
Sean runs at it. Guys, this is from Isaac. Isaac takes pics or something like that. He has an Instagram where I think this blew up. This came across my feed. He had a link to his IG. So I, from the 3AM pod, hit him up and I was like, bro, terrifying. Do you mind if I tell this to the boys and share your photo? And he's like, go for it.
And he has like, he has a decent following.
Yeah. If you want to pull up, I don't know. I have a link. Do you want to watch? Dude, just watch. Let's watch the TikTok.
I have a really good one for this, and it has nothing to do with animals. And warning, if you're easily spooked by the paranormal, I would not watch
this. So Isaac takes pics on TikTok. This summer, me and a buddy were, but I think this blew up. Supposed
haunted church in the middle of the woods out here in Wyoming at night. And on the way back, we spotted something in the tree that was illuminated by the moon. And at first I thought it was an owl just perched there. So I took a long exposure photo just with my iPhone. And the second we zoomed in and looked at it, we booked it out of there because it scared the living daylights out of us. I'll let you guys decide what you think it is, because to this day we have no idea. But I wasn't about to stick around to find out. So without further ado, here's the photo. All right, okay, what cut is it. The scariest
hit I'll up take? His IG real quick from Notion if you can, DJ. Dude is incredible. Dude is super talented. But yeah, some of you might have seen that on TikTok because, yeah, it's blowing up because it's terrifying.
It makes it worse that it was in the tree.
Yeah.
Like, not at ground level.
So terrifying.
It was, like, in a tree.
Yeah, very sizable following. 156K.
It's almost as big as ours.
Wildlife photography.
Dude, yeah, he's way good.
Yeah, incredible.
Cool.
I think he legit is like
he so, out there.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But anyway, shout out Isaac. Thanks for letting us share that. Share your photo. Share
wild.
Your story.
Dude. Wild.
That's not okay. That's crazy. I feel like running away is just as terrifying. Turning your back towards whatever that is.
Ooh, and you can feel it right there.
Bro. Oh, I'm squaring up.
I felt that every day, like as a child, like going just walking upstairs.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Feel I still something. Get a boost of like adrenaline.
Yeah.
When I walk upstairs after turning off the light, it's like, oh.
And I don't like to look because that makes it real.
Yeah.
But it's also just still.
It's like, what do you like, do? What,
yeah. Lose.
You got to become the nightmare. If I learned anything from those old 90s films.
Oh, from the Big Green. Yeah. Become the nightmare. Yeah. Words of wisdom. Shout out, Isaac. Thank you so much. And that's me tonight.
Okay.
Stories with photos, just like.
Make them so much more scarier.
Yeah. Anyway, let's close. Let's close the episode and then we'll hang out with chat for a while. Yeah.
Yep.
Just yeah. For a minute. Guys, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming week after week and hanging out with us, letting us chit chat. We know a lot of you come here for the banter. We know a lot of you come here for the stories. We can't make you all happy. So as always, timestamps in the description if you want to skip. We do have bonus that we're not doing on stream. I will be doing tonight after we are done. So ooh. If you are a patron, we need to figure out subs and patrons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're subbed, you should have access. We could do a sub only stream right now.
That's a good one.
But then we need to figure out a way to like let patrons
be subs.
Yeah. Maybe they won't be able to watch the stream. Anyway, we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
This week, no one gets to watch. We're going to do it on our own and it will be posted to our Patreon. And yeah, if you want access to the bonus story tonight and any of our backlog of bonus stories and all bonus stories, head over to patreon.com/the3ampod. For 8 quarters a month, you can have access to this and all stories. Anyway, thank you so much. Signing out. Bye, love you, be safe.
Trust your gut. Watch your back.
Be careful out there.
Thanks, all right, guys. Chat, chat, what's up? What's good, chat? What are they saying? Anything? I got a chill down my neck. Oh, ooh, a little chill down your neck.
Somebody said, I'm unhinged right now. I have my leg dangling over the bed.
Nope.
Psychopath.
Bring that right back into the blanket.
That white face with the red eye is staring straight up at your foot right now, trying to lick it. Don't I'm pooping like my that. Pants if I was him, grabbing said poop and dude, that's strong move, Cody. Strong move.
Somebody said it's a titan.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. It does kind of look like a titan, which is equally terrifying.
Yeah.
From Attack on Titans. Cool. Guys, thanks for sticking around. Anything else we want to cover? We're going to try to come up with a streaming schedule. Right now, it's Monday or Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
Bonus, we're recording tomorrow and streaming tomorrow. Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys down still?
Yep.
Cool. If you guys have stories, we want to hear them. If you have resources, send them in to us at our IG at the 3AM pod or send them into the website.
Yeah.
The3AMpodcast.com. Cool.
That's all of it. But yeah, streaming tomorrow night. I don't know. How'd tonight go?
I thought it was fun. The brackets were a little long.
We should have just done the one.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not mad that we got to hang out with the viewers for a little longer.
Yeah.
And dude, what the? How many subs do we have? What's going on here?
I don't know, dude.
How do we should do a sub count somewhere or something.
Yeah, where do you see that?
I don't know.
I don't think that's public info on Twitch. Like, you can't see how many subs a streamer has.
Usually, like, what other streamers do is they do, like, a sub goal. So, like, we're trying to hit 30, and then they show, like, where they're at, and they just edit that as they go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Guys, we're super new to Twitch. We're trying to figure this shit out. It's crazy. We're also, like, almost boomers, so it's hard.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of 3AM. If you want to support us, visit our Patreon, where patrons have access to exclusive content. If you're not able to support us monetarily, don't worry. This episode is on us. You can still rate and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on. It really does go a long way. You can also follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere, including Patreon, is the3ampod. Finally, do you have any scary stories? If so, submit them to our website, the3ampodcast.com. We love any audio or visual aids that can help bring your stories to life, so file uploads are welcome with your written submissions. We're anxious and excited to hear from you.
Ohio is a land of mystery. From missing shipwrecks and lost treasure beneath her surface to strange phenomena slicing through her skies. From myths that have evolved around historic events and people to the unsolved murders and disappearances that keep her communities wondering what happened. Find Ohio Mysteries on your favorite podcast app and let's explore the inexplicable. OhioMysteries.com.
From DNA testing to the Dixie Mafia, Crime Capsule brings you new stories of true crime in American history. I'm your host, Benjamin Morris. Join us for exclusive interviews with authors from Arcadia Publishing, writing the hottest books on the most chilling stories of our country's past. You can find us wherever you get your favorite podcasts or on evergreenpodcasts.com. Crime Capsule, history so interesting, it's criminal.